I liked my Uncle Pedro because he was the easiest one to understand. The rest of my uncles were very gentle and kind, but they were very quiet. They spoke very little. My mother said their communication was with the earth. She said they spoke to the earth with their hands. They used their words mostly when each one in his own way walked through his field or orchard at night and spoke to the growing plants.
Ah, the words of Rodolfo Alfonso Anaya out of his book, Bless Me Última. And that's the voice of John Bird, managing editor with Cinco Puntos Press. And he's here along with Dion Mack, director of libraries for the city of El Paso, and Dan Olivas, president of the civic group Community en Acción, to talk about a very special event for the entire city of El Paso. Welcome to all of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I loved reading an excerpt from Bless Me Última, and I'm going to admit that, along with, I suspect, many people in El Paso, I have not yet read the entire book. You're giving me the chance to do that.
Yes. We have over 800 copies available to people to read over the next couple of weeks that they can borrow from the libraries, in addition to just encouraging people to just dust off that copy that they may have read in high school to read with their families out loud, and then to discuss some questions that we've posed to really get you thinking deep about the book and sharing those thoughts with your community.
I think it's important to keep in mind as readers, as people who take in the arts in any form, nobody can do it all or see it all or know it all. And that leaves these wonderful nuggets, these jewels, to be discovered at different points in time. So I think probably at my point in my life right now must be the right time for me to discover this book. Dan, what is your role as president of Community en Acción?
Well, Monica, Community en Acción, or CEA as we refer to it, is a Hispanic-based group here in the El Paso area, business people and people from academia that have a single purpose, and that purpose is to instill Hispanic pride into the community by showing leadership and engaging in value-driven initiatives. And this initiative is certainly one of those that fits that criteria.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, John, there's such fascinating background about Rodolfo Anaya, who, of course, is still living. He lives up in New Mexico. Give us a little bit of information on him.
Rodolfo Anaya was one of the first Chicano writers to break out of the limited space that Chicano writers were allowed in our national literature. He was one mm-hmm. of the first writers to break out, and it was with this book he did it. One of the interesting things about this book is that he couldn't get a mainstream New York publisher to publish the book. So it was mm-hmm. initially published by a magazine. I forget their name right now. But mm-hmm. After they had sold close to 250,000 copies, the book was finally purchased by Grand Central Books, which is a division of one of the big six New York's publishing houses,
wow.
and was finally brought into the mainstream. And for people that aren't in the book business, I really need to stress that 250,000 copies of a book sold, especially by a non-recognized press, is a tremendous achievement for any book.
Absolutely. It has a very exciting place in history. And the actual kickoff for this campaign has already taken place, but there's so much more coming around the bend. On Monday, September the 17th, tell me what's going to be taking place at the Plaza Theater.
El Paso has been chosen to host the premiere of the film, and we're so, so excited that it's going to be a red carpet event at the gorgeously restored Plaza Theater, and that will be the launch of the film in all of our theaters here in El Paso. So in the meantime, we're hoping that people read the book before they see the movie and be able to celebrate and really, really enjoy and be able to see the words come to life on the screen after that date.
Can you give me an overview of how long the book is and who actually selected it for this launch here?
The library has hosted national programs that are branded Big Read that are funded through the National Endowment for the Arts. Mm-hmm. But this particular program is El Paso's own.
Ah,
it is being
okay.
funded by CEA as our official sponsor. They are purchasing all of the materials. They are fully funding the program. And the opportunity came with the launch of the film here and conversations with folks like John, who said, wouldn't it be wonderful
okay.
if we use this opportunity to really promote reading and literacy through this opportunity with the film being launched here.
Ah, okay. Thanks for clarifying, because I was in some way confusing this with the idea of the Big Read, because huge campaigns to get people reading, I find it very exciting. And this has that similarity yes. to it. So thank you for clarifying that.
The nice thing about the movie was mm-hmm. that, you know, the library has done several of these Big Read type events.
Yes.
What the movie really gave us was a chance to draw in a lot of participation from the community, from organizations like CEA, from the media. The El Paso Times has been very prolific in helping publicize the event. Newspaper Tree, if it were online, would be helping us out.
Oh,
and you here on State of the Arts. By combining all these things, we're really putting the library in a position to be extra successful with this event.
And with the Plaza Film Festival having completed its fifth year of tremendous success and putting more of a spotlight on the fantastic Plaza Theater, we have such a gem there. This is really a magical combination. It's just a very exciting combination. Give me some of your thoughts on what difference reading makes in a person's life.
Wow. Reading is really one of the major keys to opening up those young minds, anybody's mind, to the what can I do? What can I accomplish? This is really the catalyst that needs to be instilled in every child, in every home. And it starts with the parents' willingness to read to the children or read a book such as this one and then have discussions about it. That is what invigorates the minds. That is why CEA is involved in this particular project, because it's an opportunity to touch children's minds, particularly through books, through literature. And then there's the added dimension of a movie premiere right here in El Paso. The book is a book that takes place in this region. So there are many reasons, many factors why people at CEA are very excited to participate in this. And I got to give a lot of credit to Representative Byrd and to Dion at the library for the initiative of this project. And we're just thankful to be able to be participating in it. CEA is looking for these type of projects that really have value in the community, in the region, and this one certainly hit that mark.
Absolutely. Well, it's always fun to see a public libraries that have this dynamic perspective that really are about engaging the community. Now, this book, lest the listeners, those unfamiliar with the book, think that it's a children's book, it's not really, is it?
No, it was originally written for adults, but mm-hmm. like many books that were originally written for adults, it's found its home as a book that is also very accessible and interesting to younger readers. And so these days, it's often taught in high school curriculums around the country. There's other books that have crossed down like that over the years, but this is probably one of the more stellar examples. So it's a good opportunity for parents and teenagers to read together. It'd be a good opportunity for a parent to share a book with a younger child who's maybe not already progressed to novels, but is ready to be led through them slowly at bedtime every night.
Is there any content that an adult needs to be aware of before sharing the book or the movie with a child of any particular age?
I think the book is most appropriate for teenagers. We have four high schools who are participating in the reading program with us, and they will mm-hmm. be reading it as freshmen, so it is that transitional year for them. I think many of the subject matter and conversations that we find that the primary character, Antonio, dealing with are those that you sort of deal with as you're becoming a teenager.
Yes.
And so you find those connections. And I think in order to really be able to interpret what he's going through, you sort of have to be at that teen portion of your life. I think there certainly are things in the book that appeal to any age. Of course, I've had the opportunity to read it, and I'm not from this area. I'm from New York. Mm-hmm. I am not as familiar with Southwest history, and it transported me to a time and place within this area that I found really fascinating.
Yes.
And had the opportunity to make the connections between the struggles of a young man in this book and compare that to all the other cultural dynamics that I've been
yes.
able to experience while living in New York.
Yes, I was delighted to see the excerpt in the El Paso Times. And through that excerpt, I determined that there are things in there that are very familiar to me because I grew up in the Mexican culture, too. But there's also the dynamics of just family that are common to any culture and that longing for that structure and tradition. What is it that you would like people to know about the book, about the upcoming film, and about this entire project that I have not asked?
I would say the books are available at your local library. We launched last Wednesday, and mm-hmm. as of this morning, we had over 125 copies on reserve. People
awesome.
Will pick those up tomorrow. And
excellent.
So I think people are very excited about it, and we want people to know that it's available for free, and all they have to do is come to one of their local libraries.
And if I might add, the library has started a online survey that readers can take as they read the book. The form is available on the library homepage, and there's a raffle assigned to each question, I believe.
Oh, exciting.
And so I believe something's going to be happening once a week with those. Is that right, Deanne?
Yes. Each week you enter the raffle and you can win a free e-reader.
Ah, and that's the library's website.
Yes.
Which is?
ElPasoLibrary.org.
ElPasoLibrary.org. My guests today, Deanne Mack, the Director of Libraries for the City, Dan Olivas, President of Community en Acción, and John Bird, who's the Managing Editor with Cinco Puntos Press, giving us the basics of the upcoming premiere at the Plaza Theater of the film adaptation of Rudolfo Anaya's Chicano literary classic Bless Mi Ultima, which will take place on Monday, September 17th. You have plenty of time to read the book, so go check it out. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.